The National Public Health Emergency Team meets today to advise government on how to contain the spread of COVID-19. Yesterday, the first case of Omicron, a variant of concern, was discovered here. Primary school children were required to wear masks, and both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach had told their parliamentary parties of concerns that the prevalence of the virus could rise even further in coming weeks as people gather more. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers is with us. Morning, Fergal. NPHET meeting today. What's being considered and what's expected?
Well, this is a planned, scheduled meeting against the backdrop of the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Hoolan's comments yesterday that the infection rate has slowed, that the public has responded by reducing socialisation, that the R number is down from 1.2 to 1, and that case numbers are tracking better than the NPHET optimistic model. Now, that's the good news. On the other hand, Delta cases, while they're stable, they're still very high. Much is unknown about the Omicron variant of concern. NPHET isn't sure whether it's more severe, but NPHET does suspect it's more transmissible, and it's going to take some weeks to establish the true threat it poses. So I expect NPHET will advise extreme caution. I think it will be a very serious letter of advice to the government. With high levels of Delta, with Omicron, the impact not understood yet, with the flu season underway and increased socialisation expected as the Christmas season approaches. And bear in mind, there are just 3 weeks to Christmas. So what NPHET recommends now, we'll really have to take that into account.
Yes, even if people are gathering less now, that will change. What's being planned to take that into account?
Well, we've already had advice on working at home and reducing the hours for nightclubs and hospitality, and of course the mask wearing issues for children. I think inevitably Christmas shopping will see bigger crowds, but the indications are already that many Christmas parties and bookings for the festive season are being cancelled. So there's no suggestion of any lockdown ahead, and we heard the comments from the Taoiseach at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting that he didn't believe a lockdown was necessary, or even new restrictions on people's freedoms, family life and business. But there's always the possibility of further restrictions. And I think, you could see further measures to reduce the size of gatherings in indoor hospitality, perhaps reduced opportunity for socialising with a cut in opening hours, and more and stronger advice to the public in terms of household visits as Christmas approaches.
Omicron, first case confirmed here yesterday. Can further cases of it be tracked, Fergal? And why are they being tracked?
Well, the National Virus Reference Laboratory does about 10% of sequencing on cases. So it looks for variants. But at the moment, it's doing 10%. Now, the European Commission yesterday, calling governments to really, I suppose, ramp up a lot of areas, including sequencing. The virus lab will continue to sequence cases. I think it does about 1,500 of these a week. It'll continue to check for variants. But we heard yesterday from the UCD Professor of Virology, Dr. Gerard Barry, saying that Ireland is massively under testing and sequencing cases, and we may have much more Omicron than eventually detected. One official case in Ireland found yesterday, but Ireland will still continue to hunt for cases and chase down close contacts. But inevitably, over the coming days and weeks, more cases will be identified.
Yes, I'm just wondering what, apart from the academic exercise of understanding the extent of it here, what's going to happen when cases are identified? Will the close contacts, for example, of those cases be treated any differently?
Well, what's called enhanced close contact tracing is underway, for example, in this case, and they would be asked to isolate and pending checks, because there is serious concern about the transmissibility of this virus, and it doesn't seem to be the same as Delta for sure. So extreme caution is being advised.
But as the Chief Medical Officer was saying yesterday, and I think you were referring to earlier, it's not known yet if it is more transmissible, if it's any more dangerous, or if it's any more or any less susceptible, rather, to vaccines.
No, I mean, remember, we've now had five variants of concern in Ireland. Before Omicron, we had Alpha, which was highly transmissible, and then Delta, which was much more highly transmissible. But we had two other variants of concern, which didn't have a significant impact. So we've to wait and see whether this one it does have that impact. But it's going to take many weeks.
Fergal, are children under the age of 12 going to be offered a vaccine before Christmas?
Well, it's hard to see that happening. The EMA approved the vaccine Pfizer at a lower dose for children aged 5 to 12 last week. The European Union has launched the vaccination of children earlier now, so it's going to start in Germany on the 13th of December with 2.4 million doses there. Here, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee will advise the government soon on it, and that follows, obviously, the EMA positive opinion. Then the HSE will have to operationalise it all, and it's currently hard to see vaccination of 5 to 12 year olds starting, it was only 3 weeks to Christmas. And the HSE is quite busy on the booster campaign. And in some people's eyes, there's been some political suggestion that it's a little bit slow. So far, they've given out, about 840,000 booster doses, and there's only 3 weeks to go to Christmas. So it's taking time, and some people will be waiting under the current programme, never mind a further expansion. Some people will be waiting until March 2022 before they get their booster vaccine.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.